Hey guys, welcome back to another episode of Wicked Games. Roll the intro. Okay.
Roll the intro, guys, not the other stuff, please.
Well, on that note, ladies and gentlemen, you can really see who is in front of us. Mr. Praneeth Hanumanthu.
ఈ రోజు షాల్వా కూడా కప్పితే బాగుంది ఇప్పుడు అటు నుంచి అట్లాంటి ఫీలింగ్ వస్తుంది నాకు
ఇఫ్ యు వర్ దేర్ వి వుడ్ హావ్ డన్ ఇట్ ఇఫ్ ఏఐ అండ్ గ్రాఫిక్స్ వుడ్ హావ్ అలౌడ్ us వుడ్ హావ్ డన్ ఇట్ హౌ ఆర్ యు నౌ హౌ ఆర్ యు డూయింగ్
ఐ కాంట్ బిలీవ్ దిస్
డూయింగ్ గుడ్ థాంక్యూ ఫర్ హావింగ్ మీ ఆన్ దిస్ పాడ్కాస్ట్ దిస్ ఇస్ ది ఓన్లీ హైలైట్ ఆఫ్ ఎన్ అదర్వైజ్ లేజీ సండే సో థాంక్స్ ఫర్ గివింగ్ మీ సంథింగ్ టు లుక్ ఫార్వర్డ్ టు
ఐ మీన్ యు గివ్ us
Yeah, we are so grateful for you to be
a lazy month.
Yes, thank you so much, guys. Really means a lot.
I'll still go slap myself to actually make sure that it's reality because I can't believe it's really him sitting here in the meeting.
I thought in content in NL chudarra kottukunnad anukunna. Thanks, ra.
I don't think, I'm not sure if Rushil told you this, but we've been planning. Like, we've been wanting you to come for like a very long time.
I would have, but then like I gave one interview for like this channel, and after that I felt like I told everything that I had to. There is like nothing else to. I haven't done anything significant since then, so I didn't know what else I'll talk. But and then I realized you guys views are anyway less. So I'm like, not enough people are going to watch it, so I think we can be free.
Oh my god.
Wonderful.
Now that you're here, still.
No, it's actually very liberating to be like on spaces like this, because you can just talk. Like, when you know so many people are watching, like, you're just so conscious about like how you'll be interpreted and all of that stuff. So it's like those songs in movies that are so underrated and like those undiscovered
stuff.
Yeah,
I'm like Narini.
Nice to be in that space.
Narini dubbing of DOS.
Atla undipokunda. It'll be like one of those sweet undiscovered stuff.
Yeah.
I hope so.
I mean, man. I think you're gonna be the golden hat. I mean, the big, we got Likit on the episode and helped us, and now you're gonna be there. So hopefully,
tell me what are you let's talk about you. Tell me what is your goal with this podcast? Like, you want to hit the big numbers, or you just want to like have casual good conversations with people?
I think priority number one has always been casual good conversations. It's always been that. It's always been have conversations with people who are really interesting, and somehow get an understanding of how different fields of life really work. And with you, we can really delve into how the streaming network works, how that side of industry works. And it's also about, at the end of the day, maa muguriki, the three of us, the crux has always been movies and filmmaking, and it's you know, pop culture and whatnot. So having some meaningful conversations out of it, and we're not just here to like spread information to everyone, because like you mentioned, not a lot of people listen to us, but it's also for our own understanding, that we can understand.
Yeah, so it's nice that your primary thing is to have conversations and not to like reach big, because most of the stuff I avoid, like collaborations or whatever, it's like they want to get me on because like, just for a shout out or just for some visibility or whatever. But it's nice when the primary intention is to like talk and get to know the other person than just having someone on for like the clout or whatever.
Yeah, no, definitely. In fact, when we were talking about getting you on the podcast, our high or the hype was never about, oh, a big person is going to come on the podcast, we're going to have, you know, huge numbers. It's always been about, hey, we can talk so many things with him. We can talk about this, we can talk about that. We were like literally jotting down topics and, you know, really going at it.
That's nice. Thanks, guys.
Yeah.
And also, it might come off like I'm flexing, but not really. I'm just trying to give elevation to these guys that their vibe is really nice.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
I mean,
Thanks, Kavin. That's
finally
really
a
nice.
compliment to our
I
podcast.
think if you flex, it's absolutely fine. It's an issue.
Yeah.
Oh, yes,
If
I'm
we flex, it's an
so.
issue, because this.
But yeah.
But like,
Yeah,
okay, to start
so.
off with the main crux of the topics, crux of the episodes, we really want to understand how you started off. What was your life before streaming, before YouTube? How did everything, just start, and where did you see it clicking?
It was
Good letter.
very random, guys. There is really no planning or strategy. It was I used to try experiment with a lot of things unconsciously. Like it was not like a conscious thing, but I get bored very easily. So maybe that's why I keep jumping from things to things. So I used to be a law student, but that didn't work
Whoa!
out.
Oh,
Yeah, so I was like, I can't do this for the next 10 years.
చాసినప్పుడు
Yeah, exactly, her. నా చిట్టి పట్టుకొని పాస్
చిట్టి
అయ్యే
అన్నమాట. సెక్షన్
బ్యాచ్
చెప్తుంది.
ఓన్లీ 420 ఐ
సో
నో. సో ఐ వాజ్ లైక్ ఐ కాంట్ లైక్ ఫర్గెట్ లైక్ ఫ్యూచర్ లైక్ 10 15 ఇయర్స్ ఆఫ్ వాటర్ ఐ కాంట్ సీ మై సెల్ఫ్ డూయింగ్ దిస్ ఫర్ ద నెక్స్ట్ 5 ఇయర్స్ ఆల్సో. సో ఐ గేవ్ సమ్ ఇంటర్వ్యూస్ లైక్ యాజ్ పార్ట్ ఆఫ్ placement stuff, but I was like, it's not gonna happen. Like the kind of skill, the kind of skill set I had, and the kind of
Demand.
placements I was getting, the what is the packages, I was like, this much though I can make without law only, bro. Like it's not like some fancy ass package I was getting,
Right.
so it wasn't so much that I
Correct.
can like you know
Correct, correct,
follow
correct.
that.
Fair enough,
Like
fair
fuck
enough.
it, let's just do something. I'll make this any other outside anyway.
Right. So when you took that decision, was your first goal to start off with YouTube, like, let's just start
No,
streaming?
I no no no. I was back then I wanted to be a film editor, so there
Oh,
was that
editor.
also.
Right.
Yeah,
Oh man,
because of
like I
short
think that
films.
played I think re that really took shape towards to a certain extent, which we will cover later on.
Yeah, editing has always like been the core skill that I was kind of applying to everything. Like streaming also editing helped. I was cutting trailers and like teasers back then, so for that also editing helped. I worked on feature films, so my skill got better over there. So editing has always been there. So whatever I want to do later also, I think I will hold on to editing as the core.
Yeah, and this is something new, right? Like, because like people who are interested towards like the creative space, at least this filmmaking space, they first eye on like direction or something. Or something like that, or
Yeah, even
even
I also tried.
editing,
Yeah, even I also tried.
editing
Like,
is
but I realized it's too much effort. So I was like,
good.
sitting and editing on a laptop was way more. I mean, it had its own challenges, but it's still physically less taxing than. So I did my first two short films and I
Okay,
edited them myself.
how did
So I
that go?
realized I enjoy. Yeah, it hasn't aged well, I would say.
Is
The
it still
short film and.
available?
It is
Yeah.
on YouTube. People in comments, please find that link and put it in the comments. I'm not gonna say it.
Why we'll only find it and put it in the description for everyone to
We'll
watch.
only find it. Yeah. Go for it. All the best. I can
Oh
guarantee your next 20 minutes.
wait, one of your short films came out in 2020, right? If I'm not wrong.
That was my third, I think, shot. And I think that was my last. After that, I haven't done anything.
Right. I mean, if you really believe that your short films haven't aged well, but your skill really has aged well.
I hope so. Thank you
It
so
definitely
much.
has. It definitely has. Yeah, definitely has. So,
I, yeah. No, go ahead.
I wanted to just ask how, like, from YouTube space, you just pivoted and then ended up cutting like trailers and working for feature films. And how was that
No,
thing going on in you?
trailers happened before. YouTube happened
Before
later. Like I
happened.
was.
Oh, okay. So you were cutting trailers
I mean
for feature
it
films.
was like kind of parallel. So I was working under this feature film editor called Ravi Teja Girijala. So over there I met a lot
Oh.
of industry folks. I worked for
Right.
Falaknama Das and Brocha Varavaram.
Really?
Okay, this is
Oh wow.
new.
This is new. We
Oh
just did
fuck.
not come up in our research.
You can also see my name in Falaknamada's credits in like the opening credits, assistant editor. So Pranit Hanumantu,
Hey.
and bracket low it'll be Feel Mama because that was my screen name back then.
Oh.
So that was my Insta ID back then. So I used to think like, oh, if someone catches my name and see the
Name.
bracket Feel Mama, they will look me up on Instagram. That was my social media engagement back, I mean marketing back then.
On a very large scale, may I add, this is not very small marketing.
I mean, Feel Mama is not my Insta username anyway, but still,
Anyway,
it's like one of those things you write on a monument. For good or
yeah.
bad, it's just stuck on there, like Feel Mama.
Feel Mama
Oh,
loves
damn.
Sirisha. With
Feel
art
Mama
and
loves
poem.
movies, guys.
Movies, yes, movies.
Yeah.
Oh, there's nothing happening on that
Oh,
side of spec.
no?
That sort of relationship, strictly
Like Love
relationship
Sirisha
spec.
zone.
Sirisha
Oh wow, that was too what is this coffee with Karan?
zone, yeah.
Oh man, life is good.
Life
Nothing
is good.
serious.
Wonderful. I think we got our answer. Just leave it there. Nothing serious is an average playboy's go-to
Every
answer.
celebrity,
Boys, they go
every
thing
celebrity
equal.
on coffee with Karan.
Nothing serious, guys. Nothing
Yeah, we're just
serious.
friends.
Just
It was just
friends.
friends.
The whole Say Hari troll videos were rolling out when you were making those troll, like, roast videos and reaction videos. And then suddenly the lead actor came into the stream. And I think that's how the
Harsh
thing started.
Kanwalli.
And yeah, but so, and I thought, and then I found out that you edited the trailer for them.
Yeah, so it's like very small world kind of a thing. Seheri's editor was Raviteja Girijala. At that point of time, I already
Okay.
branched out from him,
Got
but
it,
this
got it.
common link was there. So I don't remember like I got in touch or they got in touch, but somehow this marriage happened.
So considering how many collabs you've gotten so far in terms of like just the YouTube space, with filmmakers, with actors and multiple streamers, don't do you, and now you're also open to doing movies, right? Do you think at some point you will be caged in this YouTube streamer community and you will not be given an opportunity to work in movies or anything like that? Or do you fear that?
Not really. I think like even film industry people are like looking for people on YouTube who have a big base because makers know that this YouTuber being in the film is like an add-on bonus for them also. Like they can reach
Right.
out
Bring
to
the audiences to the theater.
bring a newer section of audience because of
True.
this person's numbers and engagement. So that is there. So there's no shame in like film industry is not like looking down on, at least from my experience, they're not really looking down on. In fact, they're looking
Agree.
for like creators. I mean, they're expecting like bigger numbers. Like someone
True,
with
true.
a larger following will obviously have a more edge than someone with a lower following. But they're like Bhagwant Kesari team has done with like promotions with social media team, right? Like social media creators, right? With Friday Shorts and all this stuff. So they are pretty much open. And everybody's bored of this, like, what do you say? Very conventional, formal, like, yala unnaru, experience ela undi kind of basic interviews. So they want to collaborate with creators so that they'll do some quirky stuff.
True,
Yeah.
that is true.
I mean, yeah,
I
biggest
believe.
example is Vaibha Harsha, no? He was doing YouTube and then since.
Yeah. Vaibha Harsha is like, I
He's
think he's
like,
moved away from YouTube at this point,
yeah,
but
now he's not active. Yeah.
Correct,
okay.
correct.
Mad Movie though, there's a lot of social media like creators who have been cast as the main cast, so that's nice.
True.
You think these
I've heard pretty
creators
great
get.
things about Mad.
And also small leak, I'm also acting in a movie.
What,
Whoa.
really?
I don't know
Mention.
if I don't want to like just put it out and like later like my parts would be cut. I'm like, hey, na scene ladra, so I don't want to be
Okay,
in the movie. Hopefully, I won't
wait.
be
So,
written
can you
out.
give more details regarding it?
No,
Oh, God.
I mean,
What? No, we want to know.
This is such an out of the blue bomb. You can't just throw. You
Yeah.
can just don't throw something like
The
that
thing
and
is,
just
I don't
go.
want, the thing is, I don't want to say the name and specify the jinx, bro. So like, when it officially, I know that I'm going to be like there in the movie. Like, I will put it out, but.
Okay, fair enough. You don't have to tell us the movie's title and the actors and everything, but like anything, something subtle that would not
It's
get you
gonna
to
come.
who's
It's
backing
gonna
who's
come. It's
backing
gonna
it?
come
Who's
in. It's
backing
gonna
it?
come in theaters. That much I know.
Oh bro,
Hey,
come on.
no.
Oh no shit.
No, I mean
Dude.
it's not like some OTT short film or whatever. It's gonna come on screens.
Right.
That's
Who's
I'm
backing
literally
it?
being
Can we
familiar.
know
Book our
that?
tickets and
Can we
go.
know? Can we know that? Who's backing it?
Yeah,
Not
production.
like Vyjayanti or whatever, like some indie production house only, but it is a feature, guys. I'm glad about that.
Damn.
Damn.
Fuck.
Congratulations. I
Has
mean,
the
I've
movie
only done
shooting?
one day of shoot.
Oh, shooting started.
One
Nice.
day of shoot I did, yeah. It was
That's
really fun,
great.
guys.
Is
I was
it your
gonna
role like
ask.
a is it, I just
Yeah,
want to ask one
like,
thing. Is your role like a
yeah.
supporting actor or the lead actor?
So directors say like even the guy who's gonna die in 5 minutes also is like the most important role, right? So from what he's told me, it seems like it's an important role, but I might be there for 30 seconds in the movie. We'll never know till the movie
But 30%
comes.
of the okay, wait, you're saying you
30
30
seconds.
seconds.
That's
Seconds.
percent I'm not sure.
Right. Oh damn. That's
Looking forward.
great. That's great news. So with this, like, do you have I hope you give the like a proper answer. Are you gonna like direct a feature film? Is it in your head?
No, I don't want to direct. I mean, I want to be part of movies, but probably not in the direction capacity. I don't know if I can passionately hold on to something. Like writing is like you want to try, you got to travel with it for like how many, like 7 8 months, right? So I think I'll get bored in the process. Like, why am I doing this? So
Okay.
editing is like, I think it's more
Fast.
shorter in duration, the
Right.
commitment. You can also say that about relationships.
Sirisha.
I'm
Hi,
opening up too much, guys. But
Ryan.
yeah.
Oh no, we love this. This is absolutely
Oh my God,
amazing.
this
This
is
is
so
too good.
good.
Okay, I'll just throw a statement out there, which is very much a well-known statement. The editor's table is just another is just the second part of directing. What would you say about that?
Yeah, definitely, man. There are instances where, like, the director, all there are cases where the director also depends so much on the editor.
Correct.
Yeah, and sometimes, like, the entire film gets like a new shape in the editing table. So that's what they say, right? Movie happens first on the
Yeah.
writing table and then on the editing table. So, and I personally enjoy that process of like just making something out of like random footages.
It's funny
So
because
yeah.
I absolutely love doing the
Yeah. Bro, shout out to this guy. I mean, so like off like random shout out, but this guy called Jasti I discovered yesterday.
Okay.
Do you know him?
Jazz, no, I don't think
No,
I
no,
do.
please
No.
put his name in the description or whatever, I'll send the link.
Yeah.
But like that guy is doing crazy ass vlogs, which give the same feeling of putting random footage together into like a nice, cute, like 10, 11 minute vlog. That's ideally how vlogs should be, I feel like, you know?
True.
And I'm really enjoying his vlogs.
I mean, no one is
I
sitting
used to
there
do,
and
I
playing
used
with
to, huh?
it. Yeah, exactly. No one is waiting to sit and tell. Listen, idli tinane wala, chutney chala baundi.
Yeah. And there is like no, like for the lack of a better word, like literally no filmmaking involved, right? They're literally just holding a camera and just
Yeah.
rotating it wherever they're rotating, and they're just adding a voiceover.
Yeah, true.
But this thing is like the music is nicely done and the cuts are nice and it's very nice. I was enjoying. So back then I used to do this for the first channel called Picture Light Vlogs, which were basically this.
Right.
This was from law school only, basically.
Oh, okay.
Where like whatever random farewell footage and like college footage, everything I used to like make
It's
them
all
into.
frustration and all you are capturing.
You can
Like
say
all
so. It used to have all emotions.
the
Everything that I was going through,
yeah.
like it used to capture everything. So this guy's vlogs are really good. Shout out to that
We'll
guy.
definitely, we'll go to the description. We'll definitely. But then don't you think editors also need to be given like a huge amount of credit, considering how credit system works and like funding? Editors also need to take at least a good chunk of the cake.
Yeah, correct.
Ideally, yeah, but it's not an ideal world. So unfortunately.
I mean, there are definitely some really
No,
well-known
like
editors like.
so it's like the right directors who value each and every department, they will unconsciously, obviously, they will give, you don't need to tell them, like Shekhar Kamula, like he respects each and every department and he acknowledges everyone, not because he thinks this department needs to acknowledge everything. Like it's just everybody needs to be acknowledged, that kind of thing. So editors also should. The thing is, basically everybody has this notion, right? Like editors are sitting in air conditioned rooms and they're not having the physical stress of a cinematographer or production designer or whatever. So I think, and directors, I think, I don't know, they are they might be egoistic people, right? Where they just want to take anta nene chesan ra nade cinema.
And also,
And
I
they
hope
will
that
then they will
changes. I
and
hope
they will
that
not
changes.
they will not give credit to anyone, or even the music director. I don't want to take
Oh,
names, but
a personal, I think just speaking from personal experience or like you've seen it happening.
yeah. People in the comments will know what I'm talking about, pretend above.
We'll find out. I think podcast kochi comment lo answers with Kumar cheppina first guest meeting.
Hey, I'm just trying to build your engagement, man. Hey.
Yeah, no, definitely we'll take that also.
I
go on.
actually wanted to know about the journey of Pitch Kadalu, like the from the inception of what you thought in your head, and did you ever imagine it would go to a scale like it has right now currently? So yeah, just like go through all of that.
No. I mean, nothing that goes big, it will start with the thing of okay, this is going to go big, man, at least in my case. And unfortunately, things that I thought will go big will not go big. So I think that's the sad reality of life. But back then, I was just in the mode of want to create live interaction models of where you start talking to people. This was also the time I was doing Triples, which is Samuhika Solusangam Live, which also was like. Now what I'm doing with Not Therapy, it was like a raw version of that. So intention was always let's just talk to people. Pitch Kadal also was that. And it just so happened that it clicked, man. I think all the filmmakers who ended up coming from the fifth or fourth episode, they all saw the genuinity of and the scope of what this could be, so they were kind enough to join. And I would like to give credit to them also. Speaking of giving credit, I think all the filmmakers have given it some kind of legitimacy. I think they also deserve credit. And it was literally a natural progression. Like season one literally just stopped abruptly after 9 episodes. So the purpose of season two was just. Now, if you're doing a new season, it can't be like a random series that just stops. Like let's have like a beginning and an end to this thing, like some kind of mini reality show kind of stuff on YouTube. But
You want to give more, you don't want to give clarification on season the third part of Pitch Kadal Agni
Oh, third part only.
so third thing, it's not Pitch Kadalu like season three or whatever. Like this time it's Pitch. I'm planning to launch Pitch Kadalu as a production house, which makes short films.
Right. So that's
So
Vimal scripts are available. We
guys,
have
please
raw
send
audio
them to
scripts. Oh, yeah.
www.pitchkadalu.com. Please send in your log lines and pitch and synopsises.
Yeah, I will put it on the description.
Yeah. No, even I'm telling you guys also, please do send.
We will definitely
Oh,
do. We have
of course.
bastal
We have a lot
bastal
of them.
Yeah, so I feel like
And
season one and season two, it was more of a like a crowd show kind of a thing where they have to like not just tell their story but engage the audience also. So it was very for the lack of a better word, what would I say it? Like very unintentionally fun. Like, you know, at some points you
correct.
won't take somebody seriously when they should be taken seriously.
Ironically, basically, ironically, it's
Yeah.
funny.
So yeah, but it's still kind like everybody need not be a good narrator, right? Like they may still have a good story,
True.
but their story, yes. Siddharth
No,
Gadh
it just came to my head. I wanted to know, Ante, you must have gone through so many pitches and so many synopses. Which was that one story that you were like, "Bah, ఇంకా సొల్లు ఎప్పుడు ఆపుతాడు" అని చెప్పి, and which was the one that actually like, "Oh fuck, this is something that is, I this just blew my mind."
I feel like
So
there
like
would have
two
been a
of them.
lot.
One is definitely this murder shit, bro. Like, I don't know why people write about murders. Like, I'm not saying they should really experience a murder in their life to write about murder, but it's literally like some newspaper article they make into a movie. Like, I don't see any personal, like, why they want to tell the story aspect when someone is like, you know, coming up with a story. Like,
Can you
even
like
if it
pitch it to us?
hasn't, huh?
Can you like pitch it to us?
Lot
Do you
of murder,
remember?
lot of murder pictures, bro. Like they will have like elements like protagonist who hasn't done a murder, but like that murder charge has been put on him. So how will he come out of that thing and investigate who has actually done the murder? These are some standard elements. I'm like, I don't care, bro.
Honestly,
Bro,
sound like
I don't
Rent to
care.
me.
Like
Rent.
this is kind of like pretty much where it's circulating, man. Like if not exactly this, but these elements will definitely be there. Like
I think a
somebody
lot
kind
of
of,
people really fixate on plot twists. So they really, even if
yeah.
it's a murder story, they really do want to, they want to throw the audience away with something and then, show that, put a surprise element in some or the other.
Yeah, or like they're like kind of fascinated by like any psychotic or like, you know, like psycho killer shit. So they want to have like some, he has a fetish for people's nails. Like they just hold on to like something so random and they think, oh, it'll be so cool. Like just because they've seen Raatsasan or Seven or whatever. So like, I see more of like, let's imitate that than really
Yeah.
trying to like tell what comes naturally to them.
Then in that case, do you think Hit 2 was following the same format? Did you like Hit 2?
Yeah, do you like Hit 2?
Yeah,
Huh?
it was decent. Like the thing was, like Hit is a different case because he was trying to set up a whole new universe, right? So everything is linked to the other. These people are sending it for sending these murder mystery stories for short films, bro. For 20 minutes, like they have
Oh,
all this murder movies best
bro.
set in West Bengal.
Oh, lead actor
Additional
is Pawan
something Pawan Kalyan, Mahesh Babu, multi-star deal, right?
Kalyan. Oh, jam.
Like these are all like popcorn ideas, bro. Like, you know, random ka popcorn into samosa into, you just like talk about this. But really, when it comes down to writing story, like at least majority of them are not being serious enough, and that's bad.
Oh, damn. To
So
follow and Siddharth.
Pichkadalulu, I want to kind of start making the pool of the serious ones
Right.
and
Correct. Yeah.
people who really want to make than just like faff
And my follow-up was that, sorry, Ninucha, I have so many questions in my mind. So with like the plethora of films that you've seen, what do you think is like the difference between, let's say, our industry and like the Tamil industry?
it.
And do you think like they have an advantage? I don't have anything against Tamil industry. I really like, I love watching them, their films, and I really adore them. But it's just that from your perspective, I want to know, do you think what is the advantage that they have over us, and what do you think are our advantages that we have over them and we should work on? Because
I think in Tamil industry the volume of new filmmakers is really high, and the kind of films that they are doing are Like they at least in terms of first films, they're trying to kind of break out of the box and do something crazy.
Yeah,
But
that is
in
exactly what we are.
I mean, in Telugu also, like, we are getting, but I don't know, they're very few and far in between.
Correct.
Like,
I
yeah, you were
also,
saying.
no, I feel this was the exact opinion that even I shared. Like I was gonna say the same thing, but I also feel that in Tamil industry, there's this environment where various directors, no matter irrespective of whether it's their film or someone else's, I know that they work together. Like, you know what I mean? Let's say I'm working on a film, and I know like Rushil personally, and he also gives his viewpoints about my film, and we share like ideas back and forth. And this nature, I feel, is really working well with them.
Like
Collaborative
you
nature,
mean
this.
within filmmakers or like within the filmmaker and the crew?
Like within filmmakers, various filmmakers, like let's
Okay.
like a Lokesh and Karthik Subbaraj were telling discussing their own individual stories and making
Yeah.
trying to make sure that only like you know films come out really better,
Basically, very
irrespective of whether
holistic
it's
and
your film or my film.
collaborative environment that exists in the industry.
Yeah,
True, true, true.
I feel like that is missing. That's my opinion. So, and that's gonna like really help boost
I think
the
all the so
creativity.
all the so-called new age filmmakers in our industry are also like friendly with each other. I don't think we have like any clear aversion towards each other or like that. But yeah, I see your point
No, it's
that.
very funny because when I so there are two things. First thing is when I notice about the new age, whenever we address new age coming of age filmmakers in our industry, the Telugu film industry, or like the new filmmakers in our Telugu industry, and then the upcoming filmmakers in the Tamil film industry. Whenever we address them in the Tamil film industry, it always feels like they're coming and joining the industry and they're all together, irrespective of the collaborative nature or not. It's just very inclusive. It just feels very inclusive. But whenever we talk about coming of age filmmakers or the new filmmakers in our industry, it feels like they're all together because they feel rebellious towards all the big filmmakers, and there's always like a separation.
That is so
There
true.
is,
Yeah, that
there
is.
is.
I understand. I know where you're coming from.
Yeah, so
But let's not take names, but I think there is still some I think the intention has to be to at some point, like from what you like from what you're taking off from what you're saying, you need to become part of the system to change the system also. Like you can't
true.
always be on the outside just shitting and like be the rebel outside the box. But if you really want to like make a difference in the mainstream, I think you need to be part of the mainstream or like be within the system and like what do you
Correct,
say
correct,
Inco
correct.
execute in incorporate change.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's fun until you become the devil that you actually no, despised ones. That is the scary part.
It's pretty scary. But I think it all comes down to like, has your core intention remained the same of like making good cinema? Like, see, if you again become part of the mainstream and you become the devil that you despised, then
Then
that's a
there was no
different thing. Then
point
there's no
with all
point.
the
It's
effort and
yeah.
yeah.
Like, I think Shekhar Kambal, I keep taking his example, but like he has somehow managed to maintain his integrity of like a genuine filmmaker, even after becoming part of the mainstream. So that's
Correct,
nice.
correct.
But audience have to be more open to give a shot. Like that's what I'm saying. Like I think
Correct.
audience are definitely changing, but I think the change is like still kind of restricted in like they might find a movie really good, but they're like theater ke len chustan le
Yeah.
So I think even if you don't like something, I think we should be in the mindset of like, let's give it a shot. We should be open. And I think that's where the chain reaction will start of good cinema coming. Because all the mainstream successful filmmakers, if they're saying I can do that, but if audience don't come and watch me, what is the point of doing it?
And that was my second question. With now with the audience again, coming back to the whole Tamil and Telugu industries, I think the stories that come out from the roots of the industry are very grounded. They're very much, you know, very true to their own community, which is also very receptive to other parts of the country as well. But when a similar thing is replicated in our industry, we get very rare gems of movies like Balagam.
Yeah.
We have,
recently, was Month of Madhu that is really clicked.
Month of Madhu. I think Praneeth Anna has very strong opinions.
I'm so conflicted, man. The thing is, at least I went and watched it in theaters, right? So I'm glad about that.
Are you like waiting for the hype to like settle down so that you can give your opinions on it?
No, I have put out the thing is, I try to give out an opinion based on what I feel like right after coming. So I have put out my opinion. So I don't know if what I feel is an unpopular opinion or a popular opinion, because like enough people haven't watched it. But
yeah,
the thing is,
we have to watch it.
Watch it, bro. You might like it, you might not like it, but it's still okay to give it a shot.
Talk about it.
I might change my opinion after I watch it another time. So
yeah. So like I was saying, right?
But see, the thing is, I'm not saying like movies like Month of Madhu are like waste of time and all that. Like I might be having certain issues, but I still like what it tried to do, and I think that attempt matters. And like initially when Month of Madhu came, like the openings weren't so great, enough people haven't watched it, and the director has acknowledged himself and all of that. But because of like a certain good word of mouth around it, which does not include me, but because of the good word of mouth around it, and because of push from creators like Ragadi and like, you know, all of that,
correct.
The word has gone out, and second week, they have increased the shows and more people have come all of that. So I do think that is a good trend.
That's really good, yeah. But
So these kind of grounded movies that come out very, and they actually find some space in the collection of good movies very rarely. But when such movies do come up, the audience, they end up making fun of why is the character talking like this? Why is the character having this kind of slang, this kind of dialect? Is not suiting at all. What is the story? This is not even true. So do you think the audience are very much they've minimized their receptivity towards such movies, or do you think the filmmakers aren't just getting it right?
I think mostly it's the filmmakers. I think the audience get turned off if the filmmaker is not doing it right. Like if they're using Telangana as literally asset or an element to the movie, like let's just have the protagonist speak Telangana. No, I think audience
like how in Liger, Vijay Deverakonda is just has
Liger or like Bola to is so random, bro. Like
I didn't even touch that
Telangana, like the hero speaks Telangana for like second half. So first half he speaks normal Telugu. So I'm like,
it's very saddening how a dialect or the way a character or a lead actor would speak is filmmakers have a perception that will open up a different market for them, or this is for a different market.
Yeah, I think the intent should be coming from a place of like, these are the stories I've heard and this is where I come from, so let me represent that. So
yeah.
Balagam is one of that. Pareshan is one of that.
Yeah.
What else good Telangana films have come off late?
This is one movie that Anand Deverakonda did that came out directly on Prime.
Middle class melodies.
Yeah, middle class melodies.
Guntur rooted. So it's always fun to have like these rooted
stories
to places, like not just like
correct,
not like to Telangana, like Month of Madhu has like Vizag as its root.
Correct, yeah.
So like that movie brings like a whole new Vizag vibe, and And I am from Vizag/Colombo, so it felt so nice. Even though I can't speak it properly, it felt so nice. Like, oh, if I were in Vizag, this is how probably
This is what you would
people.
hear in your
Yeah, so
surroundings.
it's literally like you're transported to a new place. Pareshanlo, it happens. Month of Madhulo, you get that whole Vizag. It's like almost the tone of the movie changes. Like you're watching like an entirely different culture or like
True,
language and
true,
all of
true.
that.
Correct, correct.
So when they do it right, it's nice. When they do it just for the sake of Shyam and just have Ga in front of every word, Gitla, Gatla, so that's like pretty. That even I can do, bro, like parody stuff. But if you really want to stay true to the thing, I think you should do it right.
You know, cycling back to you, and cycling back to Pizzicato, I think one of the biggest collabs we've had so far in while having this process at a go was Tarun Bhaskar.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely.
So how did that come about? Like, how did that happen?
And is there any projects on like line between you guys?
Not present. But like I knew Tarun Bas, Ravi Teja Girijala also edited like Pelle Chuplo and Ina Grande Vendi. So
Right.
like there used to be like some common access to
Mutual.
Tarun, mutual thing back then. So I knew him from then. I met him one, two times before collabing and all this stuff. But the thing is, he knows me. He knows that I
Right, okay.
exist. And not like specifically or particularly, he just knows that I exist as one of the editing assistants with Ravi Teja Girijala probably. But I made that edit for Ina Grande Vendi. So this was my pre-YouTuber phase. So at one phase I was like doing multiple like homage slash tribute slash fan made
Yeah,
videos for
correct,
different
correct.
stuff. I reached a certain peak and I was like, I'm putting like 100 kilos of work and I'm getting like 10 grams as a result. So like, fuck this shit. Let me just do some crowd pleasing content. So the video that I did for Ina Grande Vendi got shared by Tarun Bhaskar. So I
Okay.
think that's when like a more serious connection has formed.
Right.
And he's been kind enough, bro. Like when I told him about like Pichkadalu and before he came like two, three Sailesh Venkatesh Maha and Sailesh
Sarish
Masala
Kolan,
Sandeep Raj came.
yeah. Sarish. Ah, right, correct. Color
So
photo.
yeah.
I think a lot of people came in season one, right? And then that I think that just
So
slowly seasoned into something.
season one load directors came. Season
Yeah.
two, my intention was to like get producers.
Producers, correct.
It all sounds so
Like,
impossible. It's impossible when I'm saying it right now, but back then it somehow happened, bro. I don't know how it
I think you
happened.
revealed the producer
Exactly
and then the
how?
person who was backing it up towards the end, right?
Yeah, the finale episode,
Finale
like the
episode.
producers came. But even before
Yeah.
that, I think Rahul Yadav came for one of the episodes, like which is
Right.
not the finale. Vinod Anantoju, Middle Class Melodies director came because he was also venturing into production at that point.
Right.
So fun times, yeah.
So since I was following you, I was following Vikit and everything, and I was following the basic topic of Pizzicato as well on Twitter. At some points, Pizzicato was trending half the time, right? So,
Yeah,
and then slowly I
Pisco.
found Sankalp, and then I was constantly getting Sankalp's tweets. I saw him stressing out about, oh my God, an actor left. How will I finish? Finale is here, and everything. So I was like following an entire process. Right? And when the finale came, I logged on to the episode and I think I was watching it with the stream as well, and I saw the quality that Sankalp had made compared to all the other subjects.
Yeah,
This
something
one,
else, bro.
this guy only is winning, and there's no, I can't, I, there's no competition at this point. And then towards the end, when it was announced and everything, and then you suddenly showed Anupama Parameswaran on the stream. Like, how did that
You really can't plan this stuff, bro. These are like
happen?
events that just happen, like how Rajmouli calls it Jeedapappu of the screenplay. Like Upmalo Jeedapappu eppudostey manaku teliyadu stream lo etlanti హైలైట్లు ఎప్పుడైతే మనకు తెలియదు.
Yeah, I mean, exactly like even for us, we never knew that we could at some point we could actually get to on the podcast. Very very
Yeah,
cool.
abbo,
Correct.
nice,
This
nicely
is
done, nicely
no, it's
done.
actually true.
like I want to be part of making films, but in what capacity? Like definitely not as a director, or maybe I might, I don't know. At least
Ah,
finally.
hey,
But
bro,
the thing is, you should, the
bro.
thing is, if you want to, like that's the whole, okay, oh guys, we're getting into the definition of success, but I think that's what really success slash happiness and all is, right? Like you should be able to do anything that you want to do at that point of time without thinking, no, I can't do it. So if I want to, I probably will, but as of now, I don't have any story to tell. Like I want to be part of other people's stories and like,
You know, in a way, looking scripts for yourself to include yourself into it, like maybe at any capacity, at
no.
production capacity or acting capacity.
Yeah. So production is like what I'm trying to do with Pitch Kadaloo pictures that I'm getting right now. So the website is like very user friendly and admin friendly as well.
It's very
So
cute. It's very
it's got like nice, like from the admin side, it's like a nice layout, like where you can go through all the scripts and you can shortlist. Everything is in website, within website you can do. So,
Oh, that's
and the word limit is 50 words. So whatever you write, like the text box will only take 50 words. So
50
I'm
words.
trying to filter out the process from the filmmaker's mind only. Like he can't just like fucking type 500 words or whatever. Like 50 words, he has to.
Correct.
I'm reducing the load on me and load on him or
If
her
he writes
also.
500 words, you're not a director, you're an English teacher correcting 500 words
Yeah.
every
No, I'm an English. I'm a school pun. I just like, oh, I'm just going to fuck this shit. So I'm going through those pitches. I have shortlisted like three, four of them so far.
Based on
Yeah.
that, you can.
And from season two and this present thing, I want to shift the focus to writing because season one and season two have been like about narrations. So all good narrations need not be good films, and all bad narrations need not make bad films. So I think if I want to be a quote unquote producer, then I should also understand judging a movie based on its script, right? So I want to get
True.
better at that.
That's pretty much it.
Yeah.
We should actually move on to the next realm.
Yeah, so the next term is people might call you South India's Tanmay, but what is your opinion on
That's a pretty
Including ourselves.
TV9 question. I
What's
take I
the
haven't watched
name?
Oppenheimer too.
What?
Bro,
Why not?
let's go. Same.
Thanks, bro, Vishnu. Because
That
I don't want to come out feeling like an idiot, bro. Like I want to stay in
means you
denial.
haven't watched any of Nolan's films.
I have.
Oh.
I love Nolan, guys.
Oh my God!
You just review. Give me a review of the movies I name, and then one word. One word,
One word
Jan.
reviews.
నన్ను మొత్తం ఇండస్ట్రీలో క్యాన్సిల్ చేయించేద్దాం, ఫిక్స్ అయ్యో.
జవాన్.
మోజర్ బేర్ డివిడి 3 in 1.
ఓ
ఓ